Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of building and launching not one, but two SaaS products simultaneously.
Two SaaS products? Whoa, that sounds like a lot to juggle. Most advice out there screams, focus, focus, focus. So what's the story here?
Right? It's definitely a different approach. This entrepreneur revived a SaaS product called Perfect Interview, an AI-powered interview prep tool. They'd actually shut it down about a year ago, but get this. Customer demand just wouldn't quit.
Wait, they shut it down? Why on earth would they do that if there was demand?
Well, they admitted it was kind of a whim. Thought they wanted to focus on a different mission, but the numbers told a different story.
The numbers, huh? What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Even with a non-functioning website, they were still getting hundreds of search impressions daily, plus DMs and emails from people asking about the tool. And now, after relaunching, they're already seeing over $1,000 in monthly revenue. Not bad, right?
Okay, well, $1,000 a month is definitely nothing to sneeze at, especially for a revived product. How are they marketing this thing?
A dynamic duo. One handles development, the other marketing. Their secret sauce? Organic social media and SEO. Funny videos on platforms like TikTok and a focus on organic search traffic. It's a long-term game, but they're seeing results.
I see, interesting. But why the two SaaS product strategy? Wouldn't focusing on one be more efficient?
That's the million-dollar question. They want to build a portfolio of apps, like a software holding company. They admit it's challenging, context switching between projects, but they seem to thrive on the variety and mental stimulation.
Got it. So spreading their bets, trying different things, seeing what sticks. Kind of a ready-fire-aim approach, but with a solid marketing foundation.
Precisely. It's not the conventional wisdom, but hey, sometimes you gotta break the mold, right? And they're pretty upfront about it, acknowledging the risks and challenges.
I suppose so. It's definitely an interesting experiment. Keeps things exciting, too. I'm curious to see how this plays out for them.
Me too. It's a reminder that there are many paths to success in the SaaS world, and that sometimes reviving a seemingly dead project can be a winning move. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.